Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Hey friends, welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast, soon to be leading or navigating your leadership. Look for brand new logo and branding and all that fun stuff that will be coming the end of August 2021. I'm just waiting for it all to get done. And then we will have a relaunch. And in fact, I'm kind of throwing this out here early. It was not planned, but hey, I'm already talking about it. So we're going to go with it. If you want to be part of the launch strategy group, I would love to welcome you on board. What does that mean? That means you'll help me strategize, like what do we want to do to really relaunch the rebranding of the podcast. You'll share it with all your audience, and you'll be eligible for some fun prizes. So if you want to be a part of that, I would love to have you join the team. So just send me a message or email me and let me know that you want to be a part of the relaunch. But today's podcast is going to be pretty short. In fact, the next three are going to be super short for a couple of reasons. One is I'm going to split what could have been one long podcast into three separate ones just to give you time to kind of digest it. This is also the next three are going to go along with the new opt-in that I have that's coming soon for you on the six-step formula for discovering your leadership style and strengths. That will be available very soon. And this is kind of a segue into it. And it's actually a sneak peek at it because what I'm sharing in the next today and the next two podcasts is what's going to be in the formula, but you're going to be able to hear it. And one of the things I know for sure from my teaching days, some of you may or may not know, but I actually went to college to be an elementary ed teacher. Did not finish my degree, full disclosure, but I learned a lot and I love to take what I learned about teaching into my businesses. And a lot of that is everybody learns in different styles. So we need auditory, we need written, we need visual, and I love to make that available. So you get the audio version of this first, and then you will get the visual of it in the PDF soon. So that's one of the reasons why I'm splitting it into three. I just want to give you time to digest it. The second reason why these are going to be super short little podcasts is we're actually leaving for a beach vacation in a couple of days. And I actually, I'm recording this on a Thursday. We're leaving Saturday morning bright and early for a beach vacation. And I'm so excited about this beach vacation because this is something we have dreamed about for years. All three of our grown sons and their wives and our four grandchildren and even one of the granddogs will be with us for an entire week at the beach. And we have just thought about this for, like I said, years. Every time we've gone to Maine or walked a beach, we're like, oh, wouldn't it be so fun to have all of our family together? And we finally made that happen. And I'm sharing that not to brag or anything like that. I know a lot of you do family beach vacations already, but I'm sharing this with you because this is something that might be on your vision board. It's been on my vision board for a long time. It's something I've worked for. It's something we've dreamt about. It's something we've planned for, and we're finally making it happen. And that's the piece I want you to hear. And again, this isn't really part of today's message, but it's so important. Don't quit dreaming about those kind of things. If you have a dream in your heart, keep going after it. What's that thing? Is it a family vacation? Is it a cruise? Is it a just you and hubby vacation maybe, or you and your significant other? What is it that you've been thinking about and dreaming about? And maybe you've kind of given up on ever having that happen. I'm going to tell you, don't give up on it. Keep working for it. Keep thinking about it. Put it on the vision board. And eventually it will come to pass. So anyway, wanted to share that little aspect of it. But because we are leaving in less than 2 days, I have a lot still left to do. And actually, that brings me to something else. I'm just curious for the listeners, email me this or actually hit the little, there's the cool little DM button. I don't know if you played with that yet, but if you hit the button down below in the show notes, it'll send me a direct message. How cool is that? But let me know, are you a last minute packer or are you one of those people that has everything ready to go like 24 hours before you even need to? For me, I'm a last minute packer, but it always gets done. It always gets done. All right, let's jump into today's show. So as I said, today we're going to talk about, it's part one of a 3 series on discovering your leadership style and superpowers. And I have a 6-step formula that's going to help you do that. Whether or not you have taken the Clifton Strengths Assessment, it doesn't matter. Obviously, you know, I'm obsessed with that. I think it's the best thing because sometimes we miss things. But even if you haven't taken the assessment yet, you're not quite convinced you need to yet. The 6-step formula is going to help you figure out what is your leadership style and what is your superpowers. Today, I'm not going to give you the formula yet, but I want to tell you why you even need to know that. And what do I mean by your superpowers and strengths? So let's start with the why. Why should you know your strengths, especially as a leader? Here's the thing, guys and gals. When you discover your superpowers, you will learn to stay in your own lane and identify how you lead an authentic, natural, and powerful way. This helps with building your confidence and getting rid of that imposter syndrome that a lot of times we get when we're leaders. Because if you're like most leaders, and I know I'm guilty of this or I was guilty of this, we see all these powerful leaders online and we start comparing ourselves and maybe we even start to mimic them, but it just doesn't feel right to us if we're mimicking them. And that's because they're working in their strengths. You need to stay in your strengths. And the two may not look the same. It doesn't mean you can't be a powerful leader. You just have to do it in what your natural, God-given strengths are. And can we just all agree that we're so very tired of the comparison game? Like, oh, I think I've shared this with you before. I had to hide people, even some of my friends, because I found myself constantly comparing with them when I was going for some big goals. I just hid them. I didn't want to compare. I didn't want to go in that mindset. The other thing that happens when you know your strengths, and this is why this is so important to discover, is when you align what you are naturally good at with what you enjoy doing, your confidence as a leader will soar. Let me repeat that one. When you align what you are naturally good at with what you enjoy doing, your confidence as a leader will soar. And that's what we'll talk about in the formula. The other thing that happens is you will notice that when you become that authentic leader we were talking about, and you're working in your strengths, you will start attracting the right people to your team. I've always felt like God kind of already ordained the women and men who should be on our own teams. Because again, we all have a different leadership style. We all approach things differently. Some of us are very strong in relationship building. Some of us are strong in influencing. Some of us are stronger in other things. And different people will be attracted to us based on how we approach our leadership style and who we are as people. And that's totally fine. It's okay to attract the right people, and it's okay to actually push away the people who shouldn't be on our teams. We need to be okay with that. But when you are feeling strong, knowing you're working in your strengths and doing what God designed you to do and be, you're okay with all of that. And it's so freeing when you can get to that place. So the other reason why you should know your strengths, especially as a leader and your leadership style, is you will be able to look for blind spots that you have in your own leadership style. And we all have them. Like, there's blind spots no matter who you are as a leader. But here's the thing. Once you're aware of them and you identify them, you can surround yourself with others who can support you in those areas of weaker strengths or lesser talent, as we like to say. Or just even being aware of them, you can spot them when they're sneaking in and kind of stop that from happening. So it helps you become aware of what the blind spots are for your leadership style when you just know what they are. Okay, the other thing I want to talk about today is what? What does this all mean? What am I talking about with the leadership style and superpowers and strengths? So your superpowers and strengths, they are your natural God-given talents. It's what you do easily that others might struggle with. And honestly, many times we don't even recognize what our superpowers are. We're just doing it. It's just how we act. It's just what we do. And we don't stop to think that, oh, this is a strength of mine. And this is why somebody else doesn't do it this way. And why I'm good at doing it this way. And that's also why, because a lot of times we don't recognize it, is why in my coaching practice, we use the assessment. Everybody I coach, that's the one requirement, is you have to do the assessment, the Clifton Strengths 34 assessment. Because otherwise, sometimes we're not even aware of what actually is a strength of ours. And what's cool is I see this when people do their assessment, is it shows very clearly, truly in black and white, you know, in print, you cannot deny it, what your talents are. And I'm talking about light bulb moments. Usually when people read their assessment, they're like, oh, that's why I do that. Or, oh, that makes so much sense. Or it's just free. And they're like, oh, that's why I'm like that. So, you know, when you know that, it's, again, it goes back to that why. Everything just becomes easier. So how do we do this? Well, here's the thing. I've developed, like I said, a 6 steps to discovering your leadership style and superpowers. And in the next 2 podcasts, we're going to go through those. We'll do 1 through 3 in the next episode, and then we'll finish with 4 through 6, and then what to do with that information. Actually, you know what? We might do 1 through 4 and then finish with 5 and 6, and then what to do with that information in the next 2 podcasts. So stay tuned. Make sure you tune in. If you haven't yet, the subscribe button has now been changed to the follow button. So make sure you follow me so you get notification on your podcast, your favorite podcast. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, I should say, you'll get a notification that a new episode is out. Or better yet, make sure you're on my email list and you'll actually receive an email when a new podcast goes live. That's actually the best thing. I find most of the people that really want to follow the podcast do that so they don't miss any of the episodes. And before we go, I do want to send out another reminder, something super fun I have coming up. It's our first ever workshop. It's a virtual workshop, and it's a Discover Who You Are and Own It. It's a Discover Your Strengths workshop. It's on Tuesday, August 24th at 11 a.m. This one is open to the public, but I always say the way I teach and train and I bring my background to it. So it's really, if you're an entrepreneur or a leader or you're in sales, you will definitely benefit from the way I teach this workshop. But if you're just curious to learn more about your strengths, then by all means, you are invited to join in on this one. It is not career specific. It's limited to 25, so space is limited. And here's a couple of things, and you can click the link to read all the details, but I just want to give you this quick little thing about what you're going to get out of this two-hour workshop. You're going to gain a deeper appreciation for your talents and strengths and what they mean. You're going to learn how these talents show up in your life and how you can and should appreciate your own unique gifts. Identify the blind spots that might hinder your growth. Acknowledge the lesser talents that zap your energy and strategies to navigate around these lesser talents, and then identify action steps to hone your talents and achieve your goals with confidence and ease. As I shared, space is limited, very cost-effective, and in fact, because you are a listener of the Uncharted Entrepreneurs podcast, you have a special rate. If you click the links below, you'll save $20 over the public rate that's out there on Facebook and a social media post. So make sure you click that. There's one for those of you who already have your assessment and you just want to do the workshop. And then there's another link for those of you that have not done the assessment yet and you need to get the assessment and you want to take advantage of the workshop. Now, you may be wondering, what's the difference between what I'm talking about in today's podcast, the six-step formula for discovering your leadership style, and this workshop? Basically, the formula I'm giving you on the podcast is specifically for leaders. It is for people who want to lead a team and they want to know what's their style. How do they tap into their style of leadership? Whereas the workshop is for anybody who just wants to, you know, take a look at their assessment and dive into it and really understand what it all means. It's for those of you who were like me. You took your assessment one day, you read it and thought, oh, that's interesting, and you shoved it aside and never did anything with it. This workshop is specifically for you. It's the workshop very identical to the one I attended that made all the difference for me, and the light bulbs going off is like, oh, this is why this is such a powerful tool, life tool, not just a self-discovery tool. So if you have questions, feel free to reach out. And in the meanwhile, thanks for tuning in. And hey, follow me on Facebook. You'll probably see some really fun pictures of our family at the beach. And I hope you're enjoying your summer as well. And as I've always shared, remember, life is short, so we got to go out and enjoy this journey. And hey, if you're in the Northeast, summer's short, so go out and enjoy the summer.